Following the deaths of Nadab and Avihu, the Torah sort of makes a shift. Until this point, the conversation on the topics have been exclusively about offerings. But then another topic is introduced, and I would call that topic the topic of holiness. After Nadab and Avihu die, the Torah tells that God spoke to Aaron and warned against taking wine, in order, it says, to create a distinction, a havdalah, a distinction between what's holy and what's not holy. One can't enter into the temple drunk. One needs clarity. One needs understanding. Perhaps all of our sin comes from a lack of understanding. Either we're just not thinking clearly, or we even practice this wonderful art of self-delusion. But over here, we're now told about clarity. It starts with wine, but moves over to other areas, which perhaps, again, will be a surprise. It moves into a distinction between the animals which are holy, or shall we say, which are kosher or not kosher. It moves on in Parsha Tazria and Metzora to other types of laws which have to deal with Tuma and Tahara, which means it deals with something which is ritually pure, ritually impure. And this is something which needs to be understood. The way we need to think about it is the Mishkan sits at the epicenter. The Mishkan is the center of Jewish life. There are various types of Tum'ah, and the word Tum'ah is a very difficult word to translate. I can say ritual impurity, but what it really means is to be separated from the Mishkan, to be unable to enter into the Mishkan. In our world, we think about the very worst type of Tum'ah, the one which is irreversible, is the Tum'ah of death. And when I say irreversible, of course, the Torah tells us of how a person who came in contact with the dead can then once again enter into the Mishkan. It's the death which is irreversible. But death is not necessarily the worst type of Tum'ah. And that's what's interesting. Because there were various encampments. There was the place of Kedushah, of real holiness, the Mishkan. There was the Machane Levi'ah, where the Levim was, which is surrounded. And then there was Machane Yisrael, which was the encampments of the regular, shall we say, Jews. And then there was another outside of that encampment. The person who had Sara'at, the person who had leprosy, was forced outside of all of the encampments. The person who came in contact with the dead did not have to go that far out. Which is interesting because it's telling us that this may be the worst type of Tum'ah, as it were. It means the person who has leprosy, which the rabbis tell us is somehow not a physical, it's not Hansen's disease, it's not regular leprosy. Rather, it is a malady, which is spiritual, and the rabbis say is connected with speech, or more specifically, with the person who misuses speech. The person who misuses speech, therefore, it's not just they can't sit in the Mishkan or enter the Mishkan or do service in the Mishkan. The person can't sit in the place where the Levim are, and that person can't even sit where the regular, so to say, Jews are. That person has to sit by themselves, isolated. And it's not simply because we're dealing with something which is contagious on a physical sense. It's because we're dealing with something which may be contagious on a spiritual sense. Which means the person who dies, unfortunately, and as tragic as it is, that's not contagious. But the person who misuses speech does something which may be quite contagious. That person isn't fit to any place of holiness. What we now begin to understand is that the book of Vayikra is really a book of holiness. It's a book which is telling us about holiness where, again, the center is the Mishkan, or what we can call the Beit HaMikdash. But in order to enter it, there needs to be purity. In order to enter it, we need to be pure, not just in terms of a physical sense, but there needs to be a spiritual purity in order to enter it. The person who is still guilty of misusing speech, who has tzara'at, that person isn't even fit to sit in any of the camps. And until they do tshuva, and it's interesting, it's the Kohen who looks at him. The Kohen, who is in a sense the spiritual doctor, gives him the thumbs up, as it were, and he goes through the procedure, and he becomes healed spiritually. Then the person can re-enter society.